it's graduation season. If you are listening and either you are a recent grad from a music program or if you know a recent grad from a music program, then you are most definitely going to want to listen to these really important messages that I've got for you today. I know that when I finished my schooling, there was this weird time of transition, and I want to pass on some of the advice that I wish that I'd been given when I was in your shoes. So why don't we dive on in? Welcome to the Music Mindfully Podcast with your host, Aaliyah Elliott. This is a place where musicians come to get inspired, to conquer their fears, to overcome self-doubt, and learn to love their music and themselves a little more every day. Let's make music mindfully. Hey, hey, and welcome back to the Music Mindfully Podcast. This is your host, Aaliyah Elliott, and whether you have been around with us for a long time or if you're brand new, I want to welcome you, and I also hope that you're going to stick around and that you're going to enjoy more learning, more discussion with us on this podcast. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I did want to let you all know that's beginning in July, we're going to be shaking things up a little bit. And every second week, we're going to have a special guest on the podcast who's going to come and chat with me about some of the topics that we cover in this podcast about mindset, mindfulness, worthiness, all the good stuff. So you have all of that to look forward to. And if you would love to chat about one of these topics with me, then please feel free to reach out. You can find me on social media at aaliyah.elliott, or you can also reach out to me. You can find my website, www.musicmindfully.com. There are many ways that you can find me. So definitely do reach out if you want to chat and if you'd love to be featured on a future episode of the Music Mindfully Podcast. So today we're going to take a little detour from our usual topics, kind of. And I want to speak specifically to those of you who have just finished your music degree. Congratulations on your huge, huge accomplishment. I know when I finished university, it was such a big moment in my life, especially when I finished that master's degree after 6 long years of consecutive study. It was so wonderful. And when you graduate, it's like the world opens up and it's so exciting because you could do literally anything. And that's maybe part of why it's a little scary too. So I wanted to share with my music grads of 2022, or maybe 2023, 2024, depending on when you find this episode. But I wanted to share with you some of the advice that I wish I had gotten as a new grad. Because let's face it, going from being in school to being out in the real world, regardless of what profession you've decided to study and enter into, it's scary. It's a huge change, an absolutely colossal change of routine, change of expectations, and there's so much less structure, especially for those of us who've chosen music as a career, because most of the time, we are building our own lives. We get to sort of piece things together, things ebb and flow, which is really, really wonderful and exciting, but can also be very difficult if you're used to the routine and the structure that academia provides. So let's hop on in. So my very first point of advice for you is to explore. Explore. And there are so many different ways that you can do this. When we're in school, we are prescribed different music that we need to learn, things that we need to learn about, courses we need to take, skills that we need to improve on, people we need to meet, programs we should audition for, and everything is really laid out for you. You're surrounded by mentors who have lots of advice to offer as you're creating your path. So when you leave that, it's important that you continue to explore. Maybe you went through music school in a classical program, but you've always been kind of fascinated by jazz or folk or pop or R&B. I want you to go and explore that interest, because there's no time like right now when you're just budding as a musician, when you're just getting out of your degrees, to find something new, something exciting, something that is going to keep you interested and motivated in learning about music. Now, you don't have to just explore music. Go explore the world. Read new books. Meet new people. Try new things. Try new foods. And heck, if you're trying to make ends meet and you need to, you know, throw on a part-time job in there, explore some different options too. Now, when I finished music school, I had always been working either in a restaurant, or I did some really, really, really boring work for the government where I was archiving as a summer student. So these were really the two positions that I'd held that were not music related when I graduated. And when I found myself smack dab in the middle of the prairies, trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? Do I want to focus on performing? Do I want to focus on teaching? What opportunities are here for me? And what opportunities can I create? As I was figuring all that out, I decided, you know what? I'm just going to start applying for jobs. Because if I have a job that's secure, then I can still find my way in music without having to be stressed about my finances. Now, I know that money is a big, big topic, especially for us musicians, because it can so frequently ebb and flow as we live through sort of gig life. So for me, that was going to allow me a little bit of a safety net to make sure that I was going to have some consistent income coming in. And then in the evenings, after my 9 to 5, I would teach, I directed a choir, I got involved in some musical theater productions in my city. It was awesome. And you know what I did for work that whole first year after I finished teaching, or after I finished my degrees? I worked as a grain trader's assistant. I worked in agriculture. I have no background in agriculture whatsoever. And honestly, I was a little surprised when I got that call back after the interview saying that they hired me, because I was like, I don't know, why would they hire an opera singer to come and work at their grain managing firm? But we have a lot of transferable skills that are really attractive to a whole bunch of different employers. So I'm not saying get out of music school, give up on your dream, and go get a job doing something else. Unless that's what you feel like doing, in which case that is perfectly valid and okay too. But I learned a lot at that job that otherwise, if I hadn't gone and explored something entirely different, I wouldn't be able to use so many of those skills that I learned that year in my business now. Now, I'm very glad I got out. I did not enjoy every single moment of working in that office, but I learned important things like how to invoice, how to communicate with customers and send really professional emails, how to keep accounting records, and maybe most importantly, how to handle situations where there were people who were unhappy. Because let's be honest, sometimes we had some angry farmers on the phone, and that was not fun to deal with by any means. But now whenever there's some kind of unfortunate or adverse circumstance that's happening in my business, I am able to handle it with grace, with confidence, and really without it meaning too much to me personally, and I don't panic about it anymore. I stick to my guns, I go through my script, and that's the end. So, explore. There are a whole bunch of opportunities for you. Speaking of which, my second point is talk to people. Keep in touch with your teachers. Keep in touch with your mentors. Meet new mentors and find your new community. Talk to people. The people in the place where you live are going to have a great idea of what opportunities are available for you, of what's gone well, of what hasn't worked in that market. Because yes, we run a business, so therefore we need to be aware of what does and does not work in our market. So talk to people. My caveat with this is while you're talking to a whole bunch of other people, getting advice, take it all with a grain of salt. Not everyone is fresh out of school. Some of the people that you will talk to will perhaps give you advice that would have worked 10 years ago, but maybe isn't current information. And that's okay. Be very gracious about any of the things that you receive in terms of information, advice, connections, any of it. But take it with a grain of salt and trust your gut. Now, when I finished school, everyone told me that I was making a big mistake by moving back to Saskatchewan. Now, for those of you who don't live in Canada, then you probably don't know that Saskatchewan is a big prairie province. We cover a lot of land, classic Canada. But there's only 1 million people in my entire province. And if you weren't already clued in by the fact that I worked in agriculture after my degree, we are a big farming community. If you were to take a look at Google Maps of Saskatchewan, it's like 50% prairie, 50% fields, and then the other 50% is forest. So there's lots and lots and lots of green space. And we are most definitely not known for our vibrant music scene. It's a small place. There are things that happen. There's lots of great art that's being created in Saskatchewan, but we don't always have huge supports. There is one opera company in my province. One. And they do one opera a year and a school tour. That's it. So that meant for me when I was leaving Ontario, which is a much more bustling center for music, and choosing to come back to Saskatchewan, it meant that I knew I would have to create my own opportunities. And that if I wanted to have a performing career, which, let's be honest, by the time I finished university, I knew that performing wasn't the be-all and end-all for me. I really, really, really wanted to teach. So, I knew nonetheless that if I wanted to perform, when I wanted to perform, I would either be in a highly competitive market because there's quite a few artists and very few jobs, or I'd have to travel. I could live with that. My teachers, however, really were trying to convince me that I should go to Germany. I should go to Europe. There's so many more opportunities there, which is perhaps true. But if I had done that, then I wouldn't have built the business that I have now. I wouldn't have the connections that I have here. I wouldn't have my community. I wouldn't most definitely be doing what I'm doing with music mindfully. Everything happens for a reason, and I trusted my gut. Everyone told me not to do exactly what I did, and I did it anyway. And it all works out. So if you are getting lots of advice, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this, and it's not sitting well with you, that is okay. I want you to know that you are not a bad person if you do not listen to every shred of advice that you receive. Maybe write it down. Maybe it'll come useful later. But if it doesn't feel right now, then trust yourself. You're probably on the right track. The third thing that I want to advise you is to create routines in your life. As you're building your business, whether as a teacher or a composer or a performer or a director or maybe all of the above, it's important that you create routines for yourself. When you're in school, you have a schedule. When you're in school, you have expectations that are laid out by other people. And in those downtimes between gigs, or in that downtime as you're building your studio, it's important that those lulls in your schedule do not become lulls in your motivation and drive to continue learning and to continue moving forwards. By creating routines, you are going to be setting yourself up for success. And I don't just mean, okay, you need to chunk out, you know, however many hours a day for practice or for research or for scouting out job opportunities or for auditions. No, I mean create routines to take care of your well-being too. Maybe you'll schedule a morning walk. Maybe you'll meditate or journal or read or hang out with your friends or go for coffee or go and pet some cats at the local animal shelter. Whatever it is that brings you joy and that helps you feel alive, it is important that you create a routine around it. It is very, very easy when you finish school to say yes to absolutely every opportunity, which is not always a bad thing, but it is a bad thing if it comes at the expense of your own well-being and mental health. I learned this the hard way. So, I worked in agriculture. So I was working 40 hours a week at just that job. Now, I also was teaching. I started building my private music studio. And in the evenings, I also worked for a local music school. I directed a choir. And in the spare pockets of time between all of those things, I also taught Zumba fitness. Fun fact, I used to be a Zumba instructor. It was a lot of fun. But that meant that every single week, I was working 60 to 70 hours a week. And I was exhausted. I said yes to everything that would pay me money, But what I didn't realize is that I was saying no to taking care of my health. It didn't take very long for me to hit that wall of burnout and end up in depression. Now, I'm not telling you this to scare you. I'm telling you this because since then, along my road to recovery, and as I've done a lot of learning and personal growth, I've come to realize that that adage that we always hear, you can't pour from an empty cup, is incredibly true. So don't forget to build routines that nurture your soul and nurture your mind. Because while you're busy exploring this new and wide open world that you've just stepped into, I don't want you to lose yourself. Now, the last piece of advice that I want to give you is to never stop learning. Just because you're finished school does not mean the learning ends here. I think we are so blessed as musicians because we really are expected to continue to improve and to continue to study even after our formal training has ceased. But I don't just mean music. Learn about anything and everything that interests you. By keeping that fire of curiosity within you, you will find new and exciting projects, ideas, opportunities, connections will just continue to pop up. Because as you work to keep learning, as you discover more about yourself and more about the world around you, you are going to find more and more ways that you can use your gifts to spread good in the world, to make music, to help others make music, and to keep this beautiful thing that you do at the core of who you are. It is so important that we never stop learning. Because when we stop learning, it gets boring. And that is when we hit more burnout. That is when we feel like we're not contributing. And that is when we feel that perhaps music wasn't for us all along. Even if that is most definitely not the case. So stay curious. Keep learning. And as you keep learning, I want you to know that if your path takes a turn away from music, if you decide that, hey, maybe you should stay in that agricultural job, you have not failed. You have only grown into the next version of yourself. Your time as a music student will never, ever be time wasted. Whether you are coming out of your degree right away thinking, yeah, this isn't for me, or if perhaps later you decide, yeah, this isn't really what I want anymore. You are not a failure if your path takes a different direction than you initially thought it would. When I first auditioned for music schools, right out of high school, I was like, I'm going to be a performer. Absolutely. I want to travel the world and I want to perform. And I've already mentioned that by the time I was done, I knew that that really wasn't my dream. So already my path had shifted. And my parents were really worried. They thought I was giving up on my dream. They thought that I was making sacrifices to be able to be with the person who is now my husband. But the truth is, I didn't make any sacrifices. My desires changed. And I'm so glad they did. Because now I get to spend my days creating music with young people and helping a whole bunch of other musicians to create better lives for themselves by educating about mindset, mindfulness, and doing cool things like creating this podcast. Does that make me less than? Does that mean that all that time that I spent preparing performances is time wasted? Absolutely not. Music is one of those beautiful, beautiful things that provides us with so much. So much joy, so many trials, so many incredible, new, sometimes frightening, but most definitely exhilarating experiences. And everything that you have learned as a music student is going to serve you so well along your path, no matter where that path may lead. Congratulations on finishing your degree. I am so excited to see where your path takes you. So enjoy these sweet moments of celebration and get excited about your own journey. I know the world is waiting and watching in anticipation of all of the amazing things that you are going to accomplish. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Music Mindfully Podcast. Did you have an aha moment? Did something really resonate with you? Be sure to let me know. Screenshot this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at Music Mindfully. I would also love to chat with you, so feel free to hop on into my DMs. I cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode of the Music Mindfully Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out. Until then, go make music mindfully.